in the northern Israeli town of Haifa. A bomb exploded today aboard a crowded bus, killing at least 8 people and wounding more than a dozen. This is the first attack inside Israel in more than a week. Yesterday, Israel suffered more casualties when the Israeli army lost 15 soldiers, 14 of them in fierce fighting in the West Bank town of Jenin. The army estimates at least 150 Palestinian fighters have been killed in the West Bank operation. Palestinian officials cite much higher figures. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Haifa businessman Dan Jacoby was part of the rush hour crowd driving behind a bus when he suddenly saw it ripped apart by a huge fireball.
Suddenly, I saw a part of the roof of the bus blowing up in the air, wreckages all around. You could see people just falling out from windows, from wherever there was any space. There is a huge destruction in the bus. It's unbelievable.
Palestinian factions such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad have vowed to take revenge for the massive Israeli military offensive that has gone on for nearly 2 weeks in the West Bank. But Israeli officials were quick to reject the argument that the bombing proves that security cannot be achieved by force. Spokesman Ari Merkel suggested that it wasn't the military incursions that caused the bombing, but yesterday's partial pullout.
Well, there could be all kinds of explanations. One could be that as soon as we pulled out of the cities of Tulkarem and Qalqilya, the suicide bombers are back in action, spreading their message of death and trying to disrupt normal life in the state of Israel. That could certainly be one of the more plausible explanations.
Palestinian officials called Merkel's speculation ludicrous, noting that even after the withdrawal, the army maintained a tight blockade on the cities, not allowing Palestinians out. The explosion came as Israel prepared to bury 15 soldiers killed in yesterday's fighting. 13 died in a single attack in Jenin. Brigadier General Ron Kitry said the resistance in Jenin from the Palestinians was greater than expected. And he said one group of reserves was trapped between rows of houses when an explosion went off, followed by several more, and then gunfire from Palestinians positioned within buildings and on rooftops.
We understand that along with the explosive arena, there was a suicide bomber. We found remainders of his body, excuse me for that, on the walls around the area of the clash.
Palestinian medical workers say the death toll on the Palestinian side will be huge compared with Israeli losses, far greater than the Israeli estimate of roughly 150 killed. The Jenin incident left soldiers throughout the West Bank on edge, as a group of reporters discovered when it tried to cross an intersection in Bethlehem. As the reporters retreated, so did a Palestinian family, a husband and wife and 3 young children, all carrying bags of food they'd managed to buy in a brief, terrifying trip to the store. Now they were trapped on the street, hoping for a chance to get back home. The escalating tensions come with Secretary of State Colin Powell due in the region tomorrow night. Prime Minister Sharon called Powell's intention to meet with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat a tragic mistake. But Powell insisted that ending the violence will require more than simply the ceasefire Sharon has been pressing for. Powell said it will have to include the prospect of political gains, including the vision of an independent Palestinian state. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat, who has long made that same argument, says he fears the latest bloodshed will make Powell's mission even more difficult than it already is. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.